With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump and King Charles III greeted each other warmly as the monarch began a day of diplomacy in Washington, designed to emphasize a bond between the United Kingdom and the United States that is so strong it can withstand the political turmoil of the moment. The president spoke of the special relationship between the two countries.
Long before Americans had a nation or a constitution, we first had a culture, a character, and a creed. Before we ever proclaimed our independence, Americans carried within us the rarest of gifts, moral courage, and it came from a small but mighty kingdom from across the sea.
King Charles has now arrived on Capitol Hill, where he will address Congress. The latest proposal by Iran has received a cold reception from the Trump administration.
The Trump administration seems unlikely to accept Iran's offer to end the war and its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. The proposal, delivered by Pakistan, calls for the U.S. to lift its blockade on Iran. It also would postpone discussions on the Islamic Republic's nuclear program. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has appeared to rule that out. Rubio says preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon remains a core issue. The offer emerged Monday as Iran's foreign minister visited Russia, which has long been a key backer of Tehran. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Storms that swept across the Midwest and Great Lakes overnight triggered warnings across several states as a powerful spring weather system moved east. At least one person killed in Michigan. President Trump withdrawing his nomination of a hospitality company executive to lead the National Park Service. Scott Socha announced that withdrawal. This is SRN News. Virginia embraces church-state partnerships.
A new law will make it easier for congregations to build affordable housing on their land if they wish to. Virginia, like many states, has a lot of homeless people, and churches are looking for ways to help solve the problem. Sheila Hennessy of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy likes the measure, telling the Christian Post, quote, it allows faith communities to care for neighbors and is the most meaningful policy addressing the housing shortage to pass this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
And the 250th birthday of the U.S. is necessarily the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Scholars are pointing out that the nation's founding document makes multiple references to God. In its opening paragraph, Thomas Jefferson proposed that the laws of nature and nature's God grant humans equal status and entitle Americans to dissolve the political bands with Britain. This is SRN News. A top college football transfer and quarterback seeking treatment for a gambling addiction.
Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby has taken an indefinite leave of absence to enter a residential treatment program for a gambling addiction. Texas Tech says it is, quote, committed to supporting Brendan through his recovery process and to ensure his long-term health and well-being, end quote. Sorsby was one of the biggest names in this year's transfer portal. He arrived from Cincinnati, which announced in February it would sue the quarterback for breaching his name, image, and likeness contract. He began his college career at Indiana. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Former NBA player and assistant coach Damon Jones has pleaded guilty in a gambling sweep that has led to more than 30 arrests. None of the other defendants have shown a willingness to follow suit. More details at srnnews.com.